Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. Today I'm pretty excited. I've got an album review for you. Let's get into it.
Let's talk music with MJ.
Album review.
First thoughts.
My first taste of Mimi Ma's music was on the danceable song Sitamani, and I did a bit of digging and then found out she is a sibling to the ever popular V-Money, aka Vanessa Mdee. In such situations, I fear someone will always be in the shadow of the more popular sibling, but Mimi Ma's has been doing her thing for a while and seems to be, you know, a favorite of many, making a name for herself. Here I am reviewing her 2018 EP titled The Road, which has 6 tracks.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The Road EP opens up with Niguse, which is on a love vibe, and she talks about taking it nice and slow. Even her vocal delivery on this track is very, very relaxed, and it's got a bongo flavor vibe that borrows much of its main rhythms from Zouk, R&B, and sort of dance music, dancehall thereabouts. There's something very island about bongo flavor, but today is really about Mimi Ma's, so I won't even get into the genre details. One Night was a ray of light on this album. I mean, it features Kagwe Mungai, and it has an almost dancehall kind of sound that really made an impact. It was subdued enough to make Mimi Ma's and Kagwe Mungai dominate vocally. This style, to me, has really become a great method to surprise the listener into enjoyment. I say surprise, and I know it sounds odd, like what, surprise the listener into entertainment, but hear me out. We've grown accustomed to music having a certain build-up, and like, you know, it starts with a bit of an intro, then, you know, the kick comes in, maybe the bass comes in and something like that. But when we don't get it, I think only one of two things happen. You either run for the hills and be like, screw this, the song is not even vibey, or you continue to listen out of curiosity. On One Night, it was the latter for me. I continued to listen out of curiosity because I was like, wait, the build-up is ending at a certain point, but I'm expecting it to go beyond that. But not in a bad way, it was just, you know, a different song structure. On songs such as Moa, I felt that Mimi Ma's really gave a good account of herself. This to me is one of her best zones, where she keeps it simple and works well with the beat. And then songs like Mdogo Dogo, which is very, and I mean very Afrobeats, in terms of just the entire composition, it had a sound that reminds me of that Nigerian like pom-pom sound, but it really didn't have that. It was just in that sort of realm. All it is, you know, with an East African spin. And but the sound can get her more fans from places like West Africa or Southern Africa, because it's a sound that now a lot of us as Africans just identify with.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Moving on to the technical side of things, I really loved the work on the vocals on this EP. Firstly, Mimi Ma's does not necessarily have a very powerful range when it comes to her singing style. It's kind of like she knows, you know, her sort of range, and she sticks within it because, yeah, if she goes beyond that, it's probably going to become more of a challenge. But she relies a lot on short bursts of delivery. Then the beat fills the air, so it's kind of like she sings a bit, then the beat kicks in, and she really doesn't have to strain her performance on any track, which is pretty cool. I think as a musician, you always need to know where you have those kinds of limitations and then make the most of it to make good music. The use of ad-libs throughout this EP is masterful, as has become a popular tactic in the general Afrobeats genre. The music is much more impactful without having to prove that you're a brilliant vocalist. Whereas back in the day, I think it was more about how well can you sing. then we talk about your music kind of like that. So especially in genres like R&B, it's really about, it was really about flexing your vocals and your vocal range, and then that's where the wow factor came from. Of course, the music composition, like the instrumental, yes, it would count, but it was first about your voice. But in this case, no. Other than that, the technical balance was there on this EP. Everything was in place and nothing threw me off at any point. So that means from track one through to track six, I didn't have, you know, ups and downs thinking, who mixed this? or something like that. It was pretty well balanced. So from the technical side, no complaints.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
So generally, I think Mimi Mars does very well when she collaborates with other artists. It gives her work much needed dynamism, which is hard to carry for an entire solo album, for example. And it just goes back to my point about the vocal range. This gives her more, it gives her music more legs otherwise. On that same point, I like a music based on mid-tempo and fast-paced grooves, such as the song Miache, which was pretty fast-paced. And yeah, my standout track though on this EP, definitely One Night Without a Doubt, no question. That is Mimi Mars at her best, and I look forward to hearing a lot more within that realm, and I think that will give her projects much more to look forward to. Overall, the EP, I'll describe it as okay, and it's something you can listen to when you have a playlist and you need some nice filler tracks to throw in there. Like I said before, One Night was the standout track, and if you want to listen to Mimi Mars, do go online. Her music is everywhere, pretty much. Any streaming site, music store, you'll find it. And give it a try. See how you like this one. And that's it from me. My name is MJ. Or MJ Omoto if you must. And I will catch you on the next African Music Industry podcast.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.